This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us by calling on our Discord on-air call-in lines, which you can do by going to discord.lrn.fm. You will need the Discord app first. And then you'll sound great, and it's wonderful. In fact, in the studio here tonight, we got a bit of a different Sunday night crew. I'm Ian, and you are?
I'm Laurel Scott.
And I'm Michael Hampton.
So, Laurel, our listeners from last week will remember you. You appeared for the first time last week.
I sure did.
Sunday night show. You're an immigration attorney by profession, but you're also no stranger behind a talk radio microphone. Having been interviewed on places like WPHT in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Is that where you're from? Is the Philly area?
Or? I'm from South Jersey. I went to law school in Philadelphia. I lived in Houston for 13 years. But, yeah, I spent a lot of time in Philadelphia.
And you're a relatively new mover to New Hampshire.
Yes, I moved here in July.
In fact, you just told me literally moments ago that you have fired a gun for the first time.
Very first time this morning. I did a pistol, a rifle, and a shotgun.
Where did you go? Was it just like the backyard? Or
No. There was a program through the NRA, women. Oh. It's a women's shooting program.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it Ladies for, what's the group, Pink Pistols or something? No, that's the gay.
Second Amendment Sisters?
Second Amendment Sisters, is that what it was?
No, it was, I'll have to look it up for you, but it was through the NRA, and it was a women's program right here in Keene.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even know they had any place you could shoot in Keene. Everybody around here just shoots in the woods or whatever. And I guess there is some kind of a gun club somewhere in the area, but I've never actually been to it because...
I went there this morning.
We've got the woods. But that's cool. And so what was it like? I mean, was it...
I was scared to death. I was just afraid of it. I was afraid I was going to kill somebody.
What did they start you with? Did they start you with a .22 caliber?
Yes.
Okay.
We started with the pistol.
The good news is if you don't point the gun at somebody, you won't kill them.
That's what they told me. So it seemed to have worked.
And, of course, you're from New Jersey, so it makes sense that you've never been around a gun, right?
Like
the gun control in New Jersey is... I mean, it's notoriously bad.
Yeah.
I understand it. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
And, of course, you know, gun rights and the ability to bear arms and other weapons is relatively strong in New Hampshire compared to many other states. So that's one of the nice things about living here. And, of course, I've been here since 2006. There's other states that have good, you know, respect towards guns, but they don't also kind of get it on other issues. And it's nice to see New Hampshire in the same year in 2017 not only making it so that you can conceal carry without a permit here, which is what they call constitutional carry, but you can also, or they also decriminalized small amounts of cannabis possession as well. So we got both gun freedom and some drug freedom. And I would say we're probably going to see more on that front.
Yeah, just don't mix the two.
Time. Oh, indeed. Yeah, it's usually about a... bad idea. Michael Hampton, longtime listeners may remember your name. You used to be... is the site still up, Homeland Stupidity? Is it still there?
The site is still up. I really haven't updated it, though.
Yeah, I feel like it has been a while since there's been something fresh.
It may come back, but it's had an issue where I was... you've probably heard a little bit in the news about the Facebook purge.
Yes, we talked about it in detail on Friday night here.
So what happened to Homeland Stupidity is it kind of got blacklisted by Google around 2012 or so. They stopped sending search traffic.
Oh, my God. Why?
And they said the site was spammy, and that it's the same.
It wouldn't have had malware on it. I mean,
no,
you know what you're doing when
it
comes to admitting a site.
I'm pretty sure it's the same BS excuse that they're using these days with the Facebook purge, because those guys weren't spammy.
It was total BS. Yeah, and the Facebook thing was total BS. It was totally about punishing these sites for drawing people away from Facebook. Getting users to leave Facebook to go to the Free Thought Project or Cop Block or whichever ones, you know, there were hundreds of these sites taken down. They were mad. They actually said in their press release or in their blog post that they didn't like that there were advertising on the websites that people were being linked to. Because they want to sell all the ads. They want to keep you on their platform so they can sell ads and, again, just keep you there. They don't want you to leave.
Right. But, so what happened to Homeland Stupidity was probably one of the earliest instances of something like this, because it was in 2012. The ad revenue just immediately dropped like a stone. The traffic dropped. Wow. The ad revenue dropped. And that was pretty much the end of it.
Well, it was a good run.
It was a really good run. The archives are still there. I'm keeping those up indefinitely.
Cool.
And I think at this point it still brings in $10 a month of ad revenue, but that's down from about $3,000 a month.
So,
that's a high.
Oh, that is a big difference.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I just wanted to kind of give our listeners a briefing on who you guys are. Also, you're the programmer behind Crypto Tip, which we've talked a lot about here.
That's
on
me.
Free Talk Live, CryptoTip.org, which is where you can go to print out printable cryptocurrency tips that you can leave in either Dash or Bitcoin Cash. Leave for your server or, your bartendress or the person cutting your hair or, the bad guy at the
airport
or whatever.
Anybody you want. Change the message. You can do whatever you want with it. Give it. I mean, it doesn't even have to be for a service. It can just be... give you a gift, or I want to show you how cryptocurrencies work.
I would put it in a a birthday card or a stocking stuffer or something like that. You don't need an excuse to do this.
Yeah, the holidays are coming up, so.
So, open phones as always. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We got immigration-related discussion on the way here tonight, but we're going to start with kind of some breaking news, or relatively breaking. Apparently, the S hit the fan in Portland. You said, Laurel, last weekend there was some kind of fervor and violence or something?
Last weekend there was a protest by Antifa regarding a police shooting, and the police had blocked off some streets so that Antifa could protest, but then Antifa went out into streets that were not being blocked off and was harassing bystanders and blocking traffic, etc.
And I heard the mayor just let it happen.
Yeah, the mayor just sort of let Antifa basically run the city for a day.
Because there's a law on the books in pretty much every place called disorderly conduct. And I am a big critic of this law generally because it's written so vaguely, so nebulous to where if the cops just don't like you, they can essentially charge you with disorderly conduct, and usually they'll get a conviction the way that these things, at the very least in New Hampshire, are written. I'm sure it's very similar in other places. But there is at least one part of disorderly conduct that makes sense, and that is the idea of if you're blocking traffic, you are committing disorderly conduct. You're, getting in the way of other people trying to go about whatever business they have or whatever pleasure they have. They're trying to go from point A to point B, and you've decided you're going to block that off. Well, that makes sense to make that an actual, punishable thing. You shouldn't be standing in the road blocking traffic. And this I say as somebody who has a long history of doing protest actions. I mean, I've been in the streets, but I don't stand in the road. I'm on the side of the road. I'm not blocking traffic. I want people who are on the road to actually want to read the sign that I have, because I if I were to stand in front of them, then they would be so angry that they would absolutely hate whatever it is. Even if my ideas were the greatest ideas ever, they would completely reject them out of hand because the way I was presenting them was about as rude as you could possibly get.
And they went a lot further than simply blocking traffic. They were telling they were telling people which way to turn, and one man turned right when they didn't want him to turn right, so they chased him down the street. He stepped out to try to talk to them. It was an elderly man, and they punched him in the face.
Wow.
It was pretty violent.
And then so now apparently there's been a follow-up event. This happening according to the Oregonian at OregonLive.com. A demonstration billed as a march for, quote, law and order, unquote, in the streets of Portland descended into chaos as rival political factions broke into bloody brawls downtown last night. Members of the right-wing group Patriot Prayer and their black-clad adversaries, known as Antifa, used bear spray, bare fists, and batons to thrash each other outside of Kelly's Olympian, a popular bar on Southwest Washington Street. The melee, which lasted for more than a minute, ended when riot cops rushed in and fired pepper balls at the street fighters. And then there's video footage here of the brawl actually happening. The Portland Police Bureau reported seeing protest and counter-protest participants outfitted with hard-knuckle gloves, knives, and firearms earlier in the the evening. Police said they made no arrests Saturday night, but will continue to investigate. The toll-free number here says, sides squaring off and getting pretty violent. What's this all about? If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Hey, you? Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at Horizon.Global. Horizen.Global.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free if you want to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And in addition to that, you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm and then join one of those call-in line rooms. Make sure you don't have your mic muted like the current person who's waiting to get on in there, and then we'll put you on the air. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. It's Ian Laurel and Michael in the studio. We're going to your phone calls, but first I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse. SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. That's how you can save big time on your Amazon purchases. And when I say big time, no joke, 20% off, that's what I choose every single time. At least, I could go lower, but why? I mean, if I can get 20% off of everything I purchase at Amazon, I'm going to do it. The catch is you have to use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, BTC, or now Bitcoin Cash. So you can now use BCH, Bitcoin Cash, to deposit into your account over at Bitcoin.com. And the idea is you're selling your Bitcoin Cash to somebody who's willing to pay 20% more than what the spot price is in order to get that Bitcoin Cash. What they're doing is they're ordering the thing you want on Amazon and sending it to you as a gift. So once the thing arrives, you just simply indicate that you received it on the site, and then the buyer gets your Bitcoin Cash from the escrow. And you've saved 20% or more. I've done 25. I've done 29. You know, I've actually gotten 33% off before. So it's amazing, and it works so well. SaveATPurse.com. That's SaveItPurse.com. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts, and then we can talk more about the violence erupting in the streets in Portland. Portland, I keep thinking Maine, but it's not Maine. It's the other Portland, the Portland on the west coast in Oregon. Let's go first, though, to Laura in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Hey there.
I am previously from Portland and Salem, Oregon.
Okay.
Now living in New Mexico. And at the time I was there, it's been 15 years. It wasn't quite the mess that it has become, but it has always been the liberal, you know, center for Oregon. And as a longtime shooter, NRA instructor, I've always invited people who go out there and protest and hold the sign, women specifically, to just come and shoot with us for a day. And now out here in New Mexico, we're doing the same thing with the Well-Armed Women's Group. We just finished our Sunday shoot today. We do it once a month. We have three ladies that we've invited who were former, I don't know if I'd really say serious activists, but they were always out there on the street with the signs when the little group would gather, not in a violent way, but in a loud way, certainly. And three of the people that we've invited to come and shoot with women only, haven't now joined our group and enjoy it as a sport and don't see it as an assault on their freedom.
So wait, you're saying that these were
family activity.
You're saying that these were people who were formerly protesting guns that were invited to come out and shoot?
Yes.
And so a little bit of compassion shown towards them rather than hatred or anger, managed to, you know, you invited them to join you and do something together, and it changed their mind.
Civility. Yeah. Civility works.
Yes,
civility. Come out and try it. See it as something that's an inexpensive way. You know, 22 shells are cheap.
Yeah.
Do it with your family. Take a pack of picnics. Spend the day at the range. It's, we bring families when we have, when we invite these people to shoot. And it becomes, for some, not all, many have called back and thanked us for having them out there, and they'd like to come back. But three have actually joined now the Well-Armed Women Group of Four Corners.
That's awesome. Congratulations
so
on
just,
that, Laura.
Just takes that civility. You know, you can sit and argue with someone and use the same canned arguments that you use for pro-Second Amendment, and it's not going to change their mind because they've heard it 50 times. But spend a couple hours with them, show them how to use it, start with the 22, build up to larger calibers, and let them feel empowered by that. We've made some changes.
That's a beautiful story. I'm glad that you shared it with us here tonight, Laura. Anything else you want to share?
No, I love what you're doing. Listen to you every week.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And Laurel, you had actually, it's nice that she called in about that because we didn't have any reason to go back to what we were talking about before, but you thought of the name of the women's shooting group that you went to today.
Yes, it's called Women on Target. It's the instructional shooting clinic for women. And if you go to the NRA website and type in Women on Target, you'll find some of these clinics that are near you that are just for women.
Right. So women instructors, women attendees.
Most of the instructors were men.
Oh, really?
They were very supportive. They were very patient. They were very egalitarian. I had a good experience.
Cool. was there a cost involved in attending?
It was $50.
Not bad.
I believe that the instructors were not paid. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
I believe the $50 was mostly for the ammunition for the refreshments they gave us. So it was mostly volunteers who were teaching us. Yes.
So if you want to join us, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. We continue. CJ is on the line listening, I'm not sure, somewhere on the internet. CJ, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, from the I'm actually listening live from the XBLN Bully Network studio where I'm simulcasting your guys' show on my network.
But hey, awesome! Actually, thanks for that.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? And I forgot to send you that email, Ian. I'll do that. Make sure you have
it
linked on your site. But
perfect. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I was calling because I was talking to James Whittakind on the Discord, LRN.fm Discord yesterday, and he accused me of being a coward. Because he asked me specifically to call in to my quote-unquote heroes, Minister Freeman and Minister Edgington, and get myself and him, I guess, on the phone simultaneously. So I guess he could either threaten me live on the air.
He can't because I banned him. So he's banned for 3 months. So for listeners who aren't familiar, this guy he's talking about, James, is basically a nut job who has been calling in with actual threats of violence. He used to kind of beat around the bush, and he wouldn't actually come right out and, like, threaten violence. He'd say things like, sure would be a shame if your house burned down, you know, that kind of thing. And he's actually gotten into just coming right out and doing straight-up violent threats, like, you know, going to, you know, murder you and bust you up against the pavement and, you know, all kinds of, you know, violence. And so it was getting to the point where some of the co-hosts on the show, Daryl was taking his headphones off. Mark was, like, not responding at all. And so we had to institute a new rule saying that there will be no threats on the air here on Free Talk Live. And we don't have a whole lot of rules on Free Talk Live. And I let it go for a very, very long time. But I told James that if he makes another threat, and or insults, because again he'll just call up and just straight up insult a host, and it's like, come on, call about something real. And so I told him that, and then he of course immediately insulted somebody right after I told him no more of that, and so he's banned for 3 months. So I'm sorry, he cannot call in at the same time as you. We will not be doing any conference calling with James Witt, but he, as you know, he is there. He's still allowed in our chat server, so we have a special room set aside for him. We created it just for him. It's called the Toxic User Zone. It's not safe. It's not safe for work. And so, if you want to talk with James Witt, that's definitely the best place to do it. But CJ, other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
No, well, it's just interesting that James Whittakind actually only called me a coward for not calling in. He didn't tell me that the reason why you haven't been taking his calls is because he was banned.
But that's only over the last few days. He got banned last week, so he hasn't been banned for very long.
Oh, okay. Well, this was just yesterday that it happened. So it's just really interesting that he didn't mention that. I think that's really interesting that he can call
me a coward. CJ, what's your handle on the Discord?
My handle is Turd Ferguson.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump tells CBS's 60 Minutes that Saudi Arabia will face severe punishment if an investigation finds the nation was involved in the alleged murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. The mission journalist was allegedly murdered inside the Saudi consulate. The Saudis say he walked out on his own accord and could be alive. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida tells CNN's State of the Union that if the Saudis are behind it, then the kingdom needs to be punished.
If they lured this man into that consulate, they went medieval on him, and he was killed, and he was chopped up, and they sent a death crew down there to kill him and do all this, that'd be an outrage. And just because they're an ally in an important mission, which is containing Iranian expansion in the region, cannot allow us to overlook or walk away from that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free here, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in lines that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Michael.
By the way, I want you to know about Zencash rebranding to Horizon. Zencash, one of the more exciting cryptocurrencies out there, but they decided that it was a much larger vision than just a great private or potentially private crypto, because you can use it with privacy turned on, and it's got zero knowledge anonymity, which is great privacy tech. But it was more than that. It's also private chat. They want to, down the line, from what I understand, they're looking to make it so you can browse the web privately on the Horizon system somehow. That's coming. I'm not sure when. And then also, they've got more plans in the future. So they've expanded the vision, and so they renamed it. It's Horizon. Go to horizon.global. It's still called Zen. The crypto aspect of it is still called Zen. But Horizen.global. We're doing giveaways of Zen. In fact, we've got 1.75 Zen to give away this week. The giveaway is happening on Wednesday. You can get involved in this. All you have to do is send an email. This is how you enter the contest. You email Daryl at freetalklive.com and include your Zen address in the email. In the subject line, you need to put a number between 1 and 999. Daryl has chosen a number between that range randomly, and so whoever it is that is closest to the number that was chosen will get the 1.75 Zen that we'll be giving away on Wednesday. So head over to horizon.global to learn more about Horizon, Horizen.global, and get your Zen wallet installed, and so then you can send that email with your Zen address to Daryl at freetalklive.com, and again, put a subject in the subject line, a number number between 1 and 999. All right, so we started out here talking about briefly this story from OregonLive.com about a brawl that apparently broke out during a protest or a march of some sort called a Law and Order March. So I presume that's the right-wingers coming back, because it was last weekend when apparently people on the left, the Antifa group, blocked off traffic in Portland and made a big to-do, and people got delayed and probably got pretty angry about that. Was there also violence that erupted in Portland, or was it they pretty much just blocked traffic and then went away after a while?
I mean, there were isolated spots of violence, like the one that I described, where they punched the man in the face, but I don't think there was any type of melee or brawl, you know, exactly. But there were angry mobs running after people.
And apparently there was a brawl. The statement here from the, Oregon Live is that it lasted more than a minute. And it looks like, according to the video footage that I'm looking at here, there are a couple of sides squaring off against one another. Maybe, there's several, I would say a few dozen people that are fighting in this case. And they're sort of in the streets and running across the street. And
this is from last night.
Yeah, this is late last night in Portland. The Portland Police Bureau reported seeing protest and counter-protest participants outfitted with hard-knuckle gloves, knives, and firearms earlier in the evening, but they did not make any arrests. At this point, the wild scene unfolded amid mounting tensions among both groups, fueled in part by a pair of national news stories. It says that a march against police brutality last week drew headlines after law enforcement's hands-off approach to the event was blamed for an encounter between protesters and an elderly driver, which is the one that you were talking about, which outraged many, including Patriot Prayer leader Joey Gibson and his supporters. On Friday, a viral video surfaced showing members of the Proud Boys, a right-wing fraternal organization, beating two or three protesters in New York City after an event at the Republican Party headquarters. It was against this backdrop that Gibson, who counts a number of Proud Boys among his ranks, organized the so-called Flash March for Law and Order in PDX, ostensibly to protest Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler and his oversight of the city's police force. Waving American flags and breaking into patriotic chants, Gibson and several dozen supporters set off to a street memorial for Patrick Kimmons, a 27-year-old black man shot and killed by police, an incident that prompted last week's march. As they arrived at the vigil on Southwest 4th Avenue and Harvey Milk Street, they were met by a large group of counter-demonstrators chanting Black Lives Matter. The two sides exchanged taunts and threats as police stood by and warned against physical confrontation. But about 20 minutes later, the violence erupted a few blocks away among a smaller group of participants. And so that's kind of the story there. So apparently you've got the right-wing group,
Patriot Prayer.
Patriot Prayer, which is not the same thing as the Proud Boys, but there's a mixing between the two. And then you've got the other group that was protesting police violence. And so Patriot Prayer made an appearance at the protest against police violence. And then things escalated, apparently, at that point.
Although it doesn't sound like they escalated very long. The whole article makes it sound like the Portland just erupted into
in
a
violence.
Melee.
Yeah, it was just
and
a
then
fight,
you see this
fight.
One little line saying, oh, it was about 60 seconds. So something did happen, and that is significant, but the press, it's almost like the press wants it to happen.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
Because it sells them whatever
they're
selling.
Yeah, people are going to tune in. Oh, they're tonight at 11, you know? See the footage. So the press definitely wants to see violence happen. This means a lot to them, but I don't support violence. I don't think violence is the solution. It's unfortunate to see people feeling like that's all they have left, because usually that's sort of what happens is, you know, people, they get upset about something and they feel like the other side is trying to force themselves upon their viewpoint, and that's generally true about the other side, whichever other side we're talking about. Whoever it is that's in charge of the government, for the moment, will have people, arrayed against them, and they want to get their people in so they can force their viewpoint down the other side's throats. And this is what we see as the violence of the government continues changing hands in the political power and the structure, whether it be the Republicans or the Democrats. And then, you know, one side tries to attack the other side, and then the other side takes over and attacks it's just a constant cycle of abuse.
Well, seeing what I saw last week in Portland, what happened this week is no surprise, really. And, you know, I'm not a big advocate for police, you know, taking over or anything, but they really needed to stop what Antifa was doing, because Antifa was harassing strangers, bystanders on the street.
Yeah.
And you watch it, and I saw a lot of commentators saying, people aren't going to put up with this. People are going to put a stop to this. And so this is no surprise. And once again, I don't condone violence at all, but this is not unexpected.
This is exactly what
we thought would happen.
You're saying the right-wing group coming out in response isn't a surprise?
Exactly. Something was going to happen because people were watching what Antifa was doing and saying, why aren't the police stopping them?
Do you think it's true that, because I've heard this said, and I don't know if it's true, but do you feel like it's true that people are more polarized today in the United States than they were 10 years ago?
Yeah, actually, Tim Pool did a really good video on this, and he was drawing some, looking at a study, I think it was by the Pew Research Center, but I'm not 100% sure, but it was showing that the left and the right have, like 10, 20 years ago, were actually had more in common than not in common,
mm-hmm.
but they've been moving further and further apart. So, yes, it has changed. And I think there's a lot more violence now than there was before. Actually, Jonathan Haidt said last week, he had an interview with Ben Shapiro, and he said that he now believes a civil war is possible. He's not saying it's likely.
People have been saying that for a long time.
I said that 10 years ago. Right? I stand by it, too.
You think it's going to happen?
I think it is more likely now than it was then.
Between what sides?
That's the problem.
Well, here's, you know, I don't know that it's going to be a big civil war uh-huh. between half of the country and another half of the country. I think what's going to happen is we're going to have insurgencies. We're going to have small groups of people who are going to do a lot of damage. In fact, we're starting to see that already. That's what this is over in Portland. It's just the beginning of it. And those insurgencies, once they begin, once they start getting more and more violent, that's very hard to stop.
Who do you think they're going to target? I mean, if you're talking about an insurgent group, are they going to go, you know, attack a gun club, or are they going to attack the government, or like who is it that they're going to be insurging against?
It depends on what they're angry about mm-hmm. and who they are blaming for whatever the issue
whatever
is.
Group of the moment.
Exactly.
Basically.
Exactly. And you'll see, well, you know, back I lived for a year in Belfast in Northern Ireland mm-hmm. at the very end of the 1980s when the war was still going on there. So you had the IRA fighting the UVF.
Yeah.
And so they were mostly fighting with each other, but sometimes, you know, people would get caught in the crossfire. So we could be looking at something similar to that.
All right. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. You can weigh in here. Do you think the predictions of the Civil War are overblown? Of course, it's not going to look, if it is some sort of Civil War, it's not going to look like it looked like in the past with people with uniforms on, right, squaring off on a battlefield.
This will be completely different.
Yeah. And it will be hard to discern which sides are who, and so it will be difficult. More coming up.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. Big thanks, by the way, to Paul Barnes, who is one of our longtime Free Talk Live amplifiers. He gives $5 a month to Free Talk Live so we can advertise, market, and promote the show. That's what AMP stands for, advertise, market, promote. It's money that we can invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and the cool stuff that we talk about here. So you get perks, you know, like access to the AMP only Facebook group, at least until Facebook shuts it down, and other AMP perks like access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord server. You get a special AMP or Free Talk Live badge on our forum and more. Go get all the details and get signed up over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. And again, thanks to Paul Barnes and everybody else who amps the show. Really appreciate it. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here. We've been talking about protesting in Portland. There's been some violence that has erupted, some of it as recently as last night. Are two sides squaring off here? Is it, you know, the beginnings of a so-called civil war? It seems like both Laurel and Michael in the studio here with me, I'm Ian, that you guys both seem to buy into this civil war narrative, that this may be right around the corner.
Well, of a protracted, violent interaction that may go on for decades, but not necessarily encompass all of the country. However, it's something that we will constantly have to be dealing with.
Yeah, I hope it stays away from Keene, New Hampshire. Things are pretty peaceful here, so I prefer to not have to deal. I haven't seen any Antifa in the streets, and nor have I really seen any crazed right-wingers, except for Chris Cantwell. I saw him last night.
He's back here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's back.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I had a few drinks with him last night, and it was an interesting conversation, as usual. So we go to your calls and thoughts. We got Brian in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hi. Hey. I think you guys are looking at this whole Portland thing wrong.
Sure.
And the main reason I say that is because I may be misunderstanding what's going on, but from what I understand, last week there was a protest that these people were protesting against the police violence. And everything went fine. Nobody went down there, and no major violence happened. But then this week, there's a bunch of people that are out protesting in favor of law and order, mm-hmm. and in favor of the police, and a bunch of violence broke out.
There was violence last week.
But was it to the extent that there was this week?
It was different because they attacked an innocent bystander, whereas
last week.
An elderly man
last
week.
Week.
Yes.
Right.
This week it was a group of protesters fighting in the streets.
Right. But when is somebody going to ask the question, why is it the left that is burning down cities and attacking innocent people? And then when the right goes and they want to have a protest, the left shows up and causes trouble with them.
Well, to be fair,
protesters, the police guys were not protesting last week when the anti-police guys were there. They stayed home and let them have their day.
Right.
Then this week, the police guys are out there protesting, and then a bunch of anti-police guys show up, and surprise, surprise,
okay, that's not the way it was, at least that's not the way the story was told in the news. Now, the news media gets it wrong a lot,
okay.
So let's take that with a grain of salt. But the story was that the story was that the right-wing protesters came to where the anti-police or the police, whatever police accountability protesters were. So the right-wingers brought the law and order people brought their protest to where the other protest was happening. But regardless, that's fine. If you want to bring a protest to counter protest, I don't think you should let someone have their day. If somebody's out there with a message that you don't want other people to hear, or you want them to the very least hear the other side of it, it's entirely appropriate for you to go out there with counter protest signs and peacefully counter protest. So the question really becomes, who was it that started this violence? Because ultimately,
right.
Things are generally peaceful with protesters and counter-protesters until somebody, you know, throws a punch or until somebody does something to instigate others into violence. Now, I'm not excusing, you know, people who escalate a situation because it likely came from both sides. You know, because when somebody throws a punch, the appropriate thing to do is to, you know, restrict the fight from going further, hold both of the participants back, stop them from fighting, and, you know, try to break it up.
Yeah.
In this case, everything escalated on both sides. But I think one of the things
right.
you'll find out is frequently, even if it's, you know, even if you can point to, oh, it was one of them, it was the lefty or it was the righty, sometimes it's actually an undercover police officer who is an agent provocateur that has come in there
right.
for the purpose of causing a fight. And so it's really hard in some cases to figure out who it is that's responsible for these things.
Have there been incidents of that happening? Because I got to say I'm skeptical.
Oh, yes, there absolutely have. Yeah, I don't know if that was the case last night, but there are definitely times when not only have the police been caught red-handed with undercover officers, you know, again, masquerading as though they're on the protesters' side, they do something like throw a bottle or do something to kind of escalate a tense situation with the hope that a fight will break out. So the police then have the excuse to come in and use, you know, violence against the protesters, because the cops get off on using violence. A lot of them do. They're excited about this. You may remember years ago we reported on, I think it was the Democratic National Committee. They actually had cops who were wearing shirts. It was like police union shirts with this sort of glowering, ugly cop on the front holding a truncheon, smacking it against his hand, a nightstick or something like that. This is the image on the shirt, and it says, "We get up early to beat the crowds." The actual cops wearing shirts that said that. So,
little dark humor.
That is kind of funny.
It's funny, but it's completely inappropriate for a professional police force to be wearing T-shirts like that and, you know, tip their hand, basically, and say, yeah, we want to beat you. We're violent. I mean, that's
it's inappropriate, but it's still funny.
Oh, many things that are funny are inappropriate.
It is hilarious.
Brian, any comments, any other things you want to share tonight about the protests?
Well, it was just these are some questions that immediately sprung to my mind as soon as I heard you guys talking about it, because tonight listening to you on my drive was the first time I heard this whole story. And it just, you know, when you see a Tea Party protest and they clean up the National Mall as they're leaving, as opposed to an Antifa protest where they burn down half of your city, you know, why do people never ask these questions?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly inappropriate to leave a mess in a place in which you've occupied for a period of time. But it's certainly not, you know, all people on the left. Maybe the Antifa are particularly messy, but, you know, I've been to Hemp Fest here in New Hampshire.
But the whole Occupy Wall Street people, hey, we're going to show up without a permit, and we're just going to take over half of your town.
People shouldn't have to get a permit to protest. I mean,
hey,
it's your
right to protest. I agree with you, but if you're going to charge the Tea Party a fee in order to have a big public event and force the Tea Party to provide porta parties and security and all that kind of stuff.
Then, well, that's what happens when you ask for permission. So here's your problem. If you are putting together a protest, Brian, and you ask for permission, then the government's going to come back with a set of rules that they want you to follow.
Yeah.
Whereas if you gather, which is your right, if you gather in a public place, which is your right, you know, that is supposedly protected under the Constitution's Bill of Rights, then you don't need a permit. And if you don't ask for a permit, then they can't require you to bring porta potties or anything like that. So that's what happens when you ask permission.
That's probably the difference between a rally and a protest.
Well, no, either way, you're asking for permission. I will never ask a government bureaucrat's permission to exercise my rights, because the moment you do that, you've converted your right into a privilege. And as soon as you've converted your rights...
I was like, God, I love you guys.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. It's the truth. And I think, you know, it doesn't matter what your political perspective is.
I look at it a little differently. I look at it as notice. And
sure, but that's different than asking for permission.
Because if they deny your request, then I would go to court.
A request
and say,
isn't notice.
You can't.
A request is you're asking, you're entreating, you're begging, you're asking for permission.
If I'm applying for a permit,
then
I would view it as I'm giving them notice so they can prepare. And if they deny it, we're going to go to court because I do have the right to protest, just as you said.
Sure, but you've lost from the beginning, right? Because you're applying, which is to suggest that you think they have an appropriate level of control over this property, that you have to ask them for permission. Even though you're saying it's your right, you're subverting that by asking for permission in the first place. It's one thing to say give notice. Giving notice would be to send a notice to that department, the Department of Parks and Rec or whatever, saying, just to let you know, we're going to be here on this day and this time. Here's your notice. This isn't, you know, that's not asking for permission. You're not filling out a form. You're not giving them money. And you're not going to agree to whatever terms they want you to agree to. Now, in some cities, that's going to bring you more trouble than, you know, it might be worth, but regardless, then if you want to have a lawsuit, you can also sue when they arrest you illegally for, you know, gathering in public, which is your right to
assemble. The point I want to make on that is that you may see it as notice, but they don't.
They don't. That's correct.
Fair enough.
It's an application, and, you know, that has a very specific legal meaning. You're applying, you're asking, you're begging, you're entreating. Brian, great call. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We can continue, though, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's these protests, the supposed civil war. Is that really on the horizon, or has it already started?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.